Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you have any issues with your Apple products, phone, computer, watches, or more, where would you probably take that to, Bill? You had to choose
a spot
in Nebraska.
I'd go see Triptastic.
At Computer Hardware.
Yep. Hardware.
Also, Lincoln at 70th and O. Also in
they also
Kearney,
have software.
Kearney Hastings NGI. 45 years in business at Computer Hardware. Doing great things in Trip. He's not been there all 45 years, but it feels like he has.
Feels like.
He's experienced
he's
like
a young man.
The young man, but he's doing great things. Check him out in Lincoln. Right by Taco Inn. At 70th and O.
You'll love when you swing in there. Like I said, have you been in there? You've had an issue with your fan.
I called him yesterday.
Did you?
I talked to a young lady, and she diagnosed it pretty quick, and I got to take it in there. But she knew exactly what it was a little complicated, but she got it figured out over the phone, and then we're gonna go to work now.
Trip.
Computer Hardware.
It was typical Computer Hardware, though. She was very
welcoming.
Pleasant. Yeah, yes. She was super pleasant. I was in line at McAllister's. Kind of frazzled as usual, trying to do three things at once, but she talked me through it, and it's going to get taken care of. God bless her, by the way. She was really good. She's really
people.
Patient.
They hire good people. It's not just Trip. The whole team's there good at computer hardware. Nick gave us some sort of protein shake. I feel
you're getting all ripped up.
I feel healthy and jacked all of a sudden over
here.
Your
throat sounds better.
Yeah, I feel
need
like
protein.
I'm back.
You needed creatine. That's what you needed.
Just feel like I'm Popeye. Get the
creatine.
Need some creatine.
Creatine.
Get some amino.
That's still a thing.
Yeah, it's still a thing. Well, creatine's just proteins. All it is.
Okay.
We get that and some amino acids.
Swim, come on.
And some vitamin D.
Swim does the creatine thing. Evidently, he just gave me a look.
Yeah.
So Jake and Swim go at it pretty hard about
the fitness thing.
Swim.
Well, most things, but the fitness thing.
Fitness.
Swim eats really well.
Yesterday we said, what do you have for breakfast? Oh, I had a protein bar. Okay, here we go. Protein shake. Tell me all the healthy things
bacon.
You had. I had oatmeal, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm doing well.
He's doing well.
I got
well,
a cold, but tell you what, the protein shake would not have fought off this cold.
Jake's the most fit of all of us. There's no doubt. If there was a cross-training competition, Jake wins it going away.
Well, he's 34.
That'd help a lot.
That'd be a bad competition.
Yeah,
it'd be ugly.
Well,
for
Jake,
all of us.
You've been beat by some 70-year-olds. You got beat
twice.
Yesterday.
Yep.
By
a 75-year-old golfer and Dennis. By the way, before we get to this NFL, the topic of NFL draft, I saw this from the Journal Star during
what's
the break.
This?
Got an email.
Is this from Young Ben?
It might be Young Ben.
Young Ben sent something over.
For those who get
incredible.
Very frustrated about Pinnacle Bank Arena and be able to do anything in there with your phone reception-wise.
Okay.
Apparently, this is from the Journal Star, the West Haymarket Joint Public Agency approved a $3.7 million upgrade of the Pinnacle Bank Arena Wi-Fi system.
Ooh.
The Wi-Fi system.
To help get
system.
Tweets out there. And also, a new scoreboard on the way to PBA, apparently.
Jeez. No, Bill... It is frustrating.
It is a jail cell. It's horrible.
So for your cell phone.
You cannot get service in there.
Well, it's
that's
what you call it, spotty. Like if you send a text to someone, it might go through and it might not.
Good chance. Most likely it doesn't go through.
Yeah.
You can't send a tweet. You can't do it. You can't look at. You can't research anything. It's how it should be. You're watching the game. Like we feel spoiled that we should be on our phone. If you're there to watch the basketball
I absolutely
game.
Love it. Yeah, I wish there was none. I mean, what... What do you have to send out? I mean, do you really have to live tweet during the game? You?
Well,
maybe,
now,
maybe
hold on.
Media guys.
There's
but like me in the stands, no.
It's a little different. Yeah, we do. But now, as far as texts go, is it absolutely necessary? I don't know.
To text
I don't...
Jake something.
That's important.
No, not necessarily.
Nebraska misses 4-3s, you text Jake, you know, and say something.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, that
now,
did...
I got a question for Jake. Is it dependent on how many people are in that arena? That's a rookie question. But like, if it's not a big crowd, is it? Is it?
I don't think. I think it's a problem. I mean, ideally, yes, in your situation, that it should be more of a problem if it's a bigger crowd. But I've been there for small crowds, and it was still a problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just the
building.
There's
never
a time
when I've walked into PBA thinking that I might receive an urgent text. I'm not a heart surgeon. If you're an on-call neurologist, you probably shouldn't be there.
Well, it's a subjective discussion, though, because what you consider urgent might be different than what someone else does, you know?
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
I get it.
It would be nice to know if, let's just say that you're new to the arena, mm-hmm. and you don't know that your phone's not going to work, that you let your wife know, whoever, somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, FYI.
Exactly.
When I go in here, I've got Skull. Also, it's like, you've not returned a text. I've texted you 20 times.
Right.
And you've got nothing back.
There you go.
Now, this is.
Someone
says this in text line. I work as a green shirt. Somebody helping out with tickets.
Nice.
Because we need the Wi-Fi boost badly to help scan in tickets. They lag out all the time.
Oh, okay. That'd be, yeah, okay, I see that.
So someone else says, yeah, scanning the QR code just doesn't work well. So,
and don't bring
necessary.
Cash. Don't bring cash.
How dare you bring cash?
I dare you bring in a 20.
So you can't do that.
No,
it's cashless.
Yeah, everything's slapped out of your hand.
Cash is a thing of the past.
Slap it right out of your hand.
3.7 mil, huh?
Yeah. Yep, Wi-Fi boost.
Good one, Jake.
Thanks. That's General Star. That's Young Ben probably
young
reporting
Ben's,
that. You never
young
know.
Could have been him. Over.
Could have been Young Ben.
Young
some
Ben's
guy
in the route to Norfolk.
There are some players of note that did not get drafted to the NFL. Now, we all make fun of Shedeur Sanders going from the first to fifth round. He was still drafted.
We make fun of him.
Well, we do.
Yeah.
Here's some names of players that had good college careers that were seen as are going to be drafted or signed as free agents.
Yeah,
in
one
the
stands
NFL.
Out to me and sip very strongly.
Brady Cook, quarterback, Missouri. Good quarterback there. Jay Higgins, linebacker, Iowa, not drafted. Mm-hmm. Kobe Bryant, defensive back, Kansas. Isaiah Bond, receiver, Texas. Xavier Restrepo, receiver, Miami. And Donovan Edwards, running back, Michigan.
Also, did we miss one on there? I thought McLaughlin did not
I didn't
get
see. I didn't write that one down, but you said that.
Yeah, there's the center, the Remington
I don't believe,
award
if I don't think I'm off on that, am I? But he did not get drafted from what I read.
I'll double check it, Jake.
And he won the Remington Award. And I know he's got an Achilles. I can't believe someone didn't take him in the seventh.
Whoa.
And think, hey, even if he sits for a year, it's worth us having him. It's worth us having him.
Yes, he did not get drafted.
He won the Remington.
Did not get drafted.
I'm that blows my mind.
Yep,
it really
it
blows my mind.
He
that
signed
happens.
With the Bengals as an undrafted free agent, but undrafted Seth MacLaughlin, the Remington Award winner. Crazy.
And I know he had an Achilles, it's a tough injury, but for a seventh round risk to have him underneath your watch, that would be something pretty valuable. I thought the one also, Isaiah Bond's got an issue off the field.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, pretty major issue off the field.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Like you said, go with the Donovan Edwards one.
Well, Donovan Edwards was interesting to me. I always thought I didn't think he looked like the kind of running back I'd want at Michigan.
Yeah, he wasn't even close to a Blake Corum, even though he had long runs.
He did.
But what he did was he had an incredible speed. So when he hit a crease, he could go. And sometimes I talked about the make you miss. That's not he didn't have the make you miss.
No, he was a tough runner. He was a pretty good example of a guy that's really good in college. But you just thought, I don't know if that's going to work in the pros. Not at that position, but he's. Not really a receiver either, right?
Yeah. I was
put him at receiver.
I was surprised late rounds that Restrepo didn't go.
Yeah, and you like him, don't you?
I love him, and I know he tested awful. I know this, like, they were just, it was disbelief what his numbers were. But everyone who played Miami, he's their number one receiver, Restrepo. And what did he have for him? He had over 1,000 yards.
Yep.
No one could stop him. They couldn't stop him. He was open all the time. And I'm like, okay, I agree that the numbers aren't good, but you turn the film on, and he makes play after play after play after play.
Him.
For a seventh-round risk, I'm like, why
Xavier
would you
Restrepo
not?
Restrepo had over 1,000 yards receiving this year. He had 69 catches, 1,127, and 11 touchdowns this year for a good Miami team.
Yeah. And again, when you played him, what do you got to do? Who's our number one receiver? Restrepo. That's their guy. So for him to not to be a seventh rounder, even though I know he tested out really poorly. So the McLaughlin one got me a bunch that someone didn't take him.
Think about McLaughlin not getting taken. That would have been 15 drafted players for Ohio State.
Would have tied the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would have tied Georgia. Would have tied Georgia for the record.
And he should have been drafted.
I think so.
How do you not draft the Remington Award winner? The best lineman in the country.
And it's like, well, he's not going to play till, you know, maybe a full year out, which probably will be, but to still have him on your team, I mean, he played remarkably. He won the Remington.
He became the first Remington Trophy winner to go undrafted in more than a decade. Well, so it's happened. It was, you probably remember, I remember these guys because I'd always write about them at the Journal Star. Reese DeMukes was an Auburn center that went undrafted. So there has been a Remington Award winner that didn't get drafted. Reese DeMukes. But it's not going to happen very often.
So, but very interesting. But there is always something you go like, also, it's really hard to get drafted.
It is.
It's really hard.
God.
I love when someone says, well, he's probably going to go in the third round. I go, that's a top 100 pick. You know, that's
really talented.
Yeah. You go in the third round, you're 75th pick overall. Third round. Oh. Yeah.
Every year, it's wild to me to look at players who don't get drafted. It's very informative. Like McLaughlin, Remington Award winner, went undrafted. It's tough. It means something.
Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
The Spill.